Rangers, we are back. That's right. Let's check in and see what's happening in the world of EMS. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We know what's all over the media right now with these two DC firefighter EMTs who were got in trouble for stopping at Chick-fil-A after they received a run. They received a 911 call and had already ordered food. And they stopped to pick up their food. It was already paid for. They'd done it through an app. So I am going off of what the media has stated. So I know there could be a ton of disinformation on this, but we're going to unpack it and we're going to look at this and we're going to talk about it. One of them was fired and one is still waiting for his review. Going through social media, I've seen a ton of mixed reviews. People are for it. Some people are against it. But you know me. We're going to do some Monday morning quarterbacking here. And I know it's going to piss a lot of you off. And honestly, I think the ones that's going to piss off, and yes, I'm going to talk about a different generation. And I don't necessarily mean a different age generation. I mean just a different generation of first responders, which will coincide with age. But that's what I do, right? Let's think about this. Two DC firefighter EMTs stopped and got food at Chick-fil-A during a response to a 911 call. Stopped to get food during a response to a 911 call. Again, they had pre-ordered and paid for it, and it was ready to be picked up. We're going to talk about the call in a minute because there's some details that I think are important. In the report written by one of the firefighters, it said there was no delay in patient care or response. Seriously? That's delayed. That's a delayed response. Now, you could argue and say, but he still made his times. So did he violate anything? I think he violated a duty to act, both of them. So not only did you delay care to a patient, now you lied about it on the run sheet. And honestly, I can't believe how many people are defending these guys. Now, I'm Monday morning quarterbacking this thing, and I have to go off of what I'm reading. So if anybody knows one of these two guys and they want to get their story out, I'll be happy to interview them on the podcast. I'll be as unbiased as I possibly can. But if one of you are listening, I doubt, but if one of you are listening, or if somebody listening does know them, have them DM me. I will put them on the podcast and we will get their story out and see if they can somehow convince me otherwise. Because as of right now, if I was their chief, I would have fired them instantly. That's just me. The things people are saying are tripping me out, right? One of them is, well, it's not a fair system. They're overworked. They should be allowed to eat, right? Nobody understands what EMS goes through. I was in EMS. I did EMS and fire for 15 years. I know exactly what they go through. I worked in one of the busiest systems in the nation. The ambulance, I covered an area that was the fourth busiest calls in the nation. So don't tell me I don't know about running all day long. I've ran 30 calls in a 24-hour shift. You don't even get to sleep. So you can argue with me all you want. You're not going to win. You can't tell me the system isn't fair. The system is what it is. And you know that already. We talked about this on the last podcast. You know how this problem can be solved or could have been solved? They could have brought their own food. Nobody's saying you can't. In fact, you should be. You should always have snacks. No matter what, you should have snacks. Leave them on the rig. Leave them in your backpack. Everybody nowadays carries a backpack. Put them in your backpack. You put beef jerky in there to last forever. Put a protein bar in there to last forever. So let's unpack this for a sec. What was the call for? Chest pain. Chest pain. How many times have you run chest pain and it'd be a STEMI? It's unacceptable. Now, would it change if it was a runny nose or a headache? I don't think it would at all. Runny nose, again, it's not based off of what the call is. It's based off of your duty to act. You have a responsibility. And for some of us in most departments, you swore an oath. There's literally no reason for it. I can't come up with a reason. Again, the comments, they're overworked, should be allowed to break, they're underpaid, usual, you know, the usual whines, right? And again, if you listen to my last podcast, then you need to quit. If you're unhappy and you feel you're underpaid and you're overworked, you don't get any breaks, you don't get to eat, then quit. Go find a different job. You know you can get paid better. So go quit. Go find something better. Stop whining. Nobody cares. There was a post. Somebody put it up, and I follow this person, and I didn't get his permission to stay who he was, so I'm not going to. I waited too long to message them, and I haven't heard back. And so I'm not going to say who it is. He said, I hate to say this, but it's a no-go. Doesn't matter what or where the call is, you stop what you're doing and respond. We all do it. Well, obviously not. I don't believe a firing is justified, though. A suspension would have been sufficient, in my opinion. Okay, cool. Here was my response. I've been in EMS for 15 years. I agree 100% completely unacceptable as far as the punishment goes. I go both ways. It's extreme, but at the same time, who's to say that they wouldn't do it again on a more urgent call? Not that there are too many more urgent calls than chest pain. Either way, they could have waited and gone back. We've all been there, and the restaurants are usually cool with it, and we'll make another meal for you, but make it fresh. And so, after reading my comments again to record this, I changed my mind. I think the termination was deserved. I really do. Somebody else posted on that same one. He says, I think it depends on the situation. In this situation, they had food paid for, prearranged to go as soon as they got there, and then they left. I'm assuming it was also on the way to the hospital. If anything were different in this scenario, it'd be right along. I'd be right along with you. People are human, and if it didn't hurt anything, then obviously this situation shouldn't warrant a firing. If anything, let me see if I got this right. But people are human, and if it didn't hurt anything, then obviously the situation shouldn't warrant a firing. If anything, they should make a rule about it. At the workplace and write these two up. But firings and EMS and fire police means pretty much no one will hire you. Then he responded to me and he said, if it had happened this time, why didn't it happen before? I think the situation was a one and done. The most they should have received was a suspension or a write-up. Firing is like burial for EMS and fire in the area you work in. And I came back with, maybe it didn't happen before. Maybe it did happen before, but they weren't caught. In all reality, it's unacceptable. You have a job to do, and it's different than any other job. You're going to go a full shift with no food sometimes. That's why you bring your snacks or pack your own lunch. Duh. But you do not, under any circumstances, stop to pick up food when responding to a call. They deserve being fired. What if that chest pain was active STEMI? Then would it have been a different story? And you can say, well, they were BLS. What can they do? They can bolus some diesel and get the patient to a higher level of care in a timely manner. EMS agencies are desperate. It's not the end of the world. Lastly, actions have consequences. Should have thought of that before they stopped. That's my take. The two things you need to live by on a rig is a change of clothes and snacks. You have to have a change of clothes and you got to have snacks. You have to. So if the story the media is reporting is accurate, they should have been fired, period. That's it. I'm not trying to be an a-hole. But you have a duty to act. You broke it. The public was depending on you, and you stopped. Even for a few minutes, it doesn't matter. You don't stop. For those of you that are defending them and saying they're not robots, they shouldn't be expected to go all day without food, listen up, sweetheart. Life isn't fair, and neither is this job. We know it's a crappy job. We know we get treated like crap. We know we get paid like crap. We get ran all the time. We don't get much sleep. We end up with heart problems. The list goes on and on. All you guys ever do is complain about all this stuff. You already know this is a fact of the job. So why not mitigate these things before they happen? Bring snacks. Bring snacks. Life's not fair. I know mommy and daddy didn't really teach you that, but it's not fair. It's not. Think about it. You ever been called to a major incident? Anybody? How long before you get a break? I've been on fires we didn't eat for days. They couldn't get food to us. Hope you got snacks. Living off of Gatorade for 3 days. Gatorade and water. Pooping blue. It happens. You don't complain about it. I mean, you can complain about it, but realistically, if... You ever been on a standby for a warrant? PD serving a search warrant or an arrest warrant? You're there for hours sometimes. You can't just leave. Even if you gotta go to the bathroom, you can't leave. You're stuck. Do you just go, hey guys, I'm gonna be back. I gotta go to the bathroom? No. You're crapping the back of the rig. Can't even talk. You crap in the back of the rig. You pee in a urinal bottle. That's what you do. So it's okay to stop for food, but not to go to the bathroom? The whole incident could have been mitigated by bringing snacks, you guys. And you can't tell me that, well, maybe they're a slow station. They weren't expecting to get ran that much that day. So you should always be expected to get ran all day long. Just expect it. We don't live in the world of what if. We live in the world of when. When are we going to get ran all day? When's that incident going to happen? We're not going to get a break. When? Not what if. When? Prepare for it. That's what we do. At least we should. We should be preparing for that type of stuff. Man up. Do your job. Run your call. You're there for the public. Period. You don't like your situation? Quit. I'm out. Keep lounging.